It's your daily dose with Bob and Nick. We are glad you're here. Neither Nick nor I are particularly religious. We were raised in different Christian traditions, but neither of us attend church these days. So you may find it interesting that the topic of today's dose is Jesus of Nazareth. This is not about the religious Jesus, it's about historic Jesus. Listen in as I regale Nick with some of the new things I learned from a couple of best-selling books about the life and times of Jesus Christ. I bet you learned something new too. Check it out.
Lovely. Lovely. Wistfully. I don't use that term anymore. I just don't like it.
I don't like pronouncing the H in it. So when you say wistfully.
When you pronounce the H, is that when you blow wind? Like wistfully. Wistfully. Wistfully is a word though, right? Wistfully. But wistfully is too, right?
Wistfully?
Yeah.
No.
He moved wistfully through the woods?
No. Is he pulling on something and it's got a rope going over a thing?
That's pulleying.
Yeah.
No.
But wistfully?
Whisper will, the will of the whispers.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
I read a book called Killing Jesus this last couple weeks, and it was kind of a harrowing tale. It was really,
Bill Nye the Science Guy. What is his
no,
name?
No, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And Martin Dugard, and it's. I tell you what, I'm gonna stop short of recommending it. But it does paint a slightly different picture of Jesus than what I read the book Zealot, which is like this scholarly work on Jesus. But there were elements like the anger of Jesus that fascinate me. You know, Jesus not once but twice went and tossed the tables of the tax collectors. All their money flies asunder. And he didn't really pay a significant penalty for having done that. Twice, but you don't think of Jesus as being a guy who goes into this place with a whip in his hand, right? And they're relying too on the scriptures. And this is where, you know, you go, okay, if you believe that the scriptures were based on eyewitness accounts, then this is history. But if you don't, then it's still religion. It's still, you're still relying on these people who saw Jesus as the Son of God, you know, and the living Christ. And so they're writing the story through those eyes. But I don't know why I'm fascinated by the life of Jesus. And I want to know more about, I want to know about his childhood, you know, how he grew up. Because it was claimed that people knew that he was who he was and what he was from a very early age. So that had to be a little trippy.
But they skip, like in the Bible, they skip over it.
Yeah, they go from like when he's age
Zero,
six
yeah.
to when he's age 32. 33. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And that's... Although there was one point, and again, I didn't know this came from the Bible. I forget. He quoted the source, but that Jesus and Joseph and Mary lost Joseph. Let me say it right. Jesus and Mary and Joseph lost Jesus. I said it right that time. Mary and
they lost him?
He was gone. He got lost in a crowd. They had to go back to the town that they were previously at, where they found him surrounded by religious scholars having a deep conversation with them. And apparently when they asked him, why would you do that? You were lost. He said, how can I be lost in my father's house? The first sign that Jesus knew that he was the Son of God.
Well, I mean, what happened to Joseph too? Because Joseph just falls off the map. So.
Yep, right. I know, I know. You hear about Mary at the death of Jesus, but you don't hear about Joseph.
Where's Joseph?
And how about his brother James?
I like, there is a, I think I may have brought them up before, a group from Canada called the Arrogant Worms. They used to come to Fringe back in the 90s. I don't know if they're still around, but
it was
funny songs, not parodies, but original songs. And one of them was Jesus' brother Bob. And I they were really good at the acoustic guitar and the rhyme scheme and the timing and the everything about it. And was, I think the refrain was, Jesus, brother Bob, no account, brother of the Son of God. If only he'd been born just a little sooner, he'd be more than the brother to God Jr. I love that line. Like
so
I will always remember that.
Clever and fun.
Yeah.
I love that lyric. That's fun. That's very cool. Oh, man. You know, Jesus did have a brother, James, by the way.
What?
An older brother, James.
What?
Yeah. Couldn't have been an older brother, because how could she be a virgin if she already had a kid?
That would be
had to be a younger brother.
Younger brother.
Younger brother.
From Joseph.
I assume so. But as we mentioned, Joseph kind of fell off the map.
Yeah.
So I don't
really. What happened to James?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he might have gone on to preach, but I'm not positive. Yeah. I knew something about James at one point, because when I heard Jesus had a brother, I was like, why doesn't everybody, you know this? Why doesn't, yeah. you know, it's like Billy Carter, you know? Yeah, little brother, we don't talk about him, really.
He started his own beer company. Yeah,
that's because you know how Billy Bear became Billy Bear? Because Billy Carter liked to drink beer.
Yeah.
And became famous for enjoyment of drinking beer. And so someone said, let's package that up and call it Billy Bear. And he's like, did I get free beer? Yep. Okay.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
That's why I want to be the sibling of somebody who runs for president. So I can get perks like that. Because nowadays, it's all perks if you're in a family.
I wish I was a sibling of a president, too. Just not a sibling, but yeah, a sibling. That's probably a good one. Get into the White House, but you don't have the stress, right?
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. I am happy to report that the Arrogant Worms are still together, although it looks like they mainly tour and hang out in Canada these days. I highly recommend their albums Russell Shorts and Live Bait. Live Bait has Jesus Brother Bob on it, but Russell Shorts is just back-to-back-to-back bangers, including one about our great state of Florida called Rippy the Gator. Have a great day.